This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Of beautiful sound in our studio here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio with Eric McDonald, Liz Fiella, and Dan Fiella. Liz and Dan are from the Northwood, New Hampshire area, and Eric spends a lot of his time up in Maine, and we're really happy to have them here to talk a little bit about something that's going on at the Upper Valley Music Center. Big to-do happening next weekend. So before we move on to those details, who wants to talk to us about what we just heard?
Well, I'm Eric, by the way. That's my voice you're hearing. Those were three jigs. A few of them we picked up from some local heroes of ours. If you guys have ever heard of the band Nightingale, which included Jeremiah McLean, Keith Murphy, and Becky Tracy. Two of those tunes were Nightingale tunes. The first one was written by Keith. It's called The Coming Dawn. The second one, I believe, is traditional. It's called Scatter the Mud. And the last tune is a Scottish tune by the name of Donegal Lasses. It's also actually sometimes associated with Northern Ireland. So those are three jigs that we love to play. Actually, we just worked those out this afternoon. So.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Eric was just on the mandolin on that track, and Dan was playing the guitar, and Liz on the fiddle. No strangers to Celtic music, with a strong background in the contra dance scene as well. Liz and Dan, no strangers to dance music and the like. Want to just give us a little bit more background and what you're going to be bringing to next weekend's events in the Upper Valley. Liz, you want to just tell us a little bit more?
Sure, and thanks, Kate, so much for having us today. So, yeah, Dan and I kind of grew up immersed in the contra dance scene and a lot of local Celtic music. We grew up going to fiddle contests and dances called by Dudley Laughman and that kind of thing. So that was a big part of our kind of growing up in New Hampshire and our experience of this tradition. And and both of us kind of developed our love for Celtic music as years went on. I moonlighted as a fiddler while taking classical violin, and then eventually decided to sunlight as a fiddler, which which is what I am currently doing. So we love this music. We play it a lot. We play locally a great deal, and so we're gonna be bringing some of these, you know, some of the sort of ornamentation and style that we have gathered over the years of playing this music, and we're going to be working with people at the Upper Valley Music Center workshops on, you know, Irish fiddle and Irish guitar accompaniment. So we're really looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Liz, was there anything that happened that made you decide, yes, I'm going to be a fiddler? Was it the dancing or the dancing itself, or was there a fiddler that really inspired you to pick it up?
You know, it was kind of this growing realization as during my college years in particular, I would go to Irish sessions with Randy Miller and Roger Cale and at one of the Salt Hill pubs up there, and just being in that environment and kind of learning these tunes and realizing, yeah, this is what feels like home to me. This is what feels like what I'm meant to do. And I also went to a lot of great dances up there in Norwich, Vermont with David Millstone Calling, and he was a great mentor for me as well. And so just, it was this sort of like, over the years, it just became clearer and clearer to me that this was where my heart lay. And I was really glad to kind of eventually make that decision, kind of acknowledge that in myself, that this is what I really want to do. And so I've been teaching private fiddle lessons, actually, and coaching ensembles at the Concord Community Music School for the past couple years. I have four ensembles there for various age levels and experience levels, and I just love it. I just absolutely love it.
What about you, Dan Faiella? How did you get inspired to play the guitar?
Well, I started off with piano, like a lot of people when I was younger, but it never really, as an instrument, it never really captured my heart, I guess you could say. I started taking guitar lessons when I was probably 12 or 13 with our very own David Surrett, who teaches right here in Concord. And I took lessons with him for a while, and he kind of introduced me to kind of the broader world of Celtic music, and bands like Lunasa and a lot of the modern, like, big guns in the Irish music community. And that really struck me as, like, this is my music. And I listened to it all the time when I was a teenager, and then kind of got into, more recently, some kind of British folk guitarists like Nick Jones, and those have been, you know, big influences on me in the recent years. Like Liz, I grew up going to contra dances, and but for me, I think it was mostly the music, and David Surrett was definitely a route in for me, kind of introducing me to a lot of these things.
Yeah. You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guests are Dan and Liz Faiella, and also Eric McDonald. Who wants to play one next for us?
You guys play one.
All right.
telling us all about yourself.
I think we'll sing you a song. So this is a song called "The Bonnie Light Horseman," and I picked this up from this marvelous singer, Bridget Fitzgerald. She's a Shan Nose old style Irish singer in the Boston area, and she had the privilege of taking some classes with her, and she taught me a bunch of songs in Irish. This is one of the very few songs that was not in Irish, and so I feel a little bit more comfortable singing it in public or over the airwaves. So this is "The Bonnie Light Horseman."
Been listening to the sounds of sibling folk duo Liz Viella and Dan Viella here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. And "The Bonnie Horseman," the name of that piece. It was beautiful. Thanks for doing that. I just love the sound of your guitar and your voice. It's just so beautiful in that. And so people can expect a little bit of the same when they attend the workshops next weekend?
Yeah, so Dan and Eric and I are each going to teach a workshop on our particular instrument, so people will have the opportunity to kind of dig deeper into mando, guitar, and fiddle. And we'll talk about various things that you can do just to, you know, sort of musical ornamentation and stylistic tricks and things like that, which I'm really looking forward to. Then we're going to do a group workshop. We're going to talk about how to create a band sound. So we'll be talking about arrangements and that sort of thing. Really looking forward to that. And then we have a concert in the evening, and that's where I think some more of the singing is going to come in, and a few tunes together, a few tunes sort of in our duo and solo capacities, and so that'll be a good day.
We're going to take a short break, and then we'll come back and we'll visit a little bit with Eric McDonald, who's got his guitar in his hand. This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Everybody ready? All together?
35 years ago, WEVO took to the air. The dream of NHPR's early supporters was to convert that single broadcast tower into a statewide news network.
On the air.
The success of NHPR in New Hampshire is the legacy they have left to the state and to you. What is your legacy? Consider including NHPR in your estate plans and help us prepare for the challenges of the coming 35 years. More at nhpr.org/plannedgiving.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Red River Theaters, presenting the Exhibition on Screen series, bringing films featuring famous art exhibitions from around the world to the big screen. Details at redrivertheaters.org. This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guests in our studio tonight, Eric McDonald, also Dan and Liz Viella. The Upper Valley Music Center's Mandolin, Fiddle, and Guitar Extravaganza is an annual event that happens in Lebanon. You want to tell us a little bit more about what they do up there, Eric?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'd love to. The Upper Valley Music Center is... Actually, this area in particular is sort of blessed to have multiple institutions that are doing an excellent job with education and traditional music, one of which being the Concord Community Music School that Liz teaches at. But the Upper Valley Music Center is perhaps a lesser-known treasure. They do amazing work, and they serve almost 700 students every year is what I've heard, and all levels, all ages. There's group lessons. There's individual lessons, ensembles, and workshops, and they do more than just traditional music, but they have a wonderful traditional music program with faculty that includes the aforementioned Jeremiah McLean, as well as Amy Cann, Carol Compton, and Ben Van Vliet, and all these people are very accomplished and excellent teachers and great people. This event, this is the second year I think they've done it, and we're excited to be part of it this year. Last year they did it with an amazing trio of musicians, Glenn Loper, Lissa Schneckenberger, and Bethany Wakeman, who we mentioned earlier. She played on my record, and they had a great time, so we're going to hope to be at least that good this year. So,
what's going to be your part in this event next weekend?
Well, I'm looking forward to the main purpose of me being at this event is to teach some mandolin, which is something I've done a lot. Actually, that's through teaching mandolin is how I met Liz and Dan at the main fiddle camp. They don't play mandolin, but I met them there and played music with them.
I was in your mandolin class once.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't remember
that.
I was
in the back.
Okay.
Yeah, just kind of like playing really quietly.
Was it good?
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah.
He learned Possum Up a Gump Stump, and he still plays it to this day.
I play it to this day.
There you go. It's, perhaps you could expect something similar next weekend. Life-changing, hopefully.
Well, you're no stranger to this this realm. I know you've got a lot of experience. I've been here on the Folk Show a couple of times, once with, I believe, Brendan Carey Block, and the other time with Will Woodson.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you've also done some work with Katie McNally, no relation to me.
Correct.
But you were on her first record. Was it the Flourish album that
Indeed,
you appeared
yeah.
on?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And Pesky J. Nixon.
Yeah, I toured with that band for a couple of years, and they were wonderful band of incredibly sweet guys and talented musicians playing music for all the right reasons. So I was really enjoyed being a part of that band, and then I moved away from their location and moved on from that. But I remember those days fondly. Yeah.
Well, I would love it if you could play a tune and then come back and talk a little bit about your solo album that will be out really soon. You
Absolutely. Do that? Sure. I will play you a song that's going to be off of that record. And this is a song that I picked up from a group called the Voice Squad, which was a trio of men in Ireland in the early 80s who sort of pioneered a sound. At that time, it wasn't very common for anyone to sing traditional music in a cappella harmony. So these guys did that, and they made a number of beautiful records. And this is a song I'm not going to sing in a cappella. I'm going to play guitar. But the melody really caught me, and it's actually a melody that's based off of a hymn called Lord of All Joy. And this is a song that's called Banks of the Ban, and it refers to the Ban River, which is the largest river in Northern Ireland, and stretches about 100 miles. And this river was sort of a mecca of commercial activity in the sort of 18th and 19th century. And so it's not exactly certain from whence this song came or from when this song came. But it's sort of my expectation based on some of the reading I've done is there was a lot of workers coming over from Scotland and Northumbria to work on the ban. And this is sort of a love song about a foreigner coming and discovering someone that he could never forget, and so he stayed. And so this is sort of a love song about that, and it's sort of my expectation that it was sort of penned by one of these foreign workers back in maybe the 19th century. So it's called Banks of the Ban. When first to this country, a stranger I came, I placed my affections on a maid that was young. Her being warm and tender, her waist small and slender, kind nature had formed her for my overthrow. On the banks of the Ban, where first I beheld her, she appeared like fair Juno or a Grecian queen. Her eyes shone like diamonds, her hair softly twining. Her cheeks were like roses or blood drops in snow. Was her cruel parents that first caused our variance, all because I was poor and of a low degree. But I'll do my endeavor for to gain my love's favor, although she is come of a rich family. My name is Delaney, and it's one that won't shame me. And if I had saved money, I'd have plenty in store. But drinking and courting, night rambling and sporting, were the cause of my ruin and absence from home. In the West Indies, or had I the gold of the African shore, I'd spend it on pearls and on you, my brown girl, For there's no other love in this world I adore. And now that I've gained her, I'm contented forever. I'll put rings on her fingers and gold in her ear. We'll live on the banks of the lovely Ban River, and in all kinds of splendor I will style her my dear.
Eric McDonald here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Eric, is that going to be on your new CD?
Yes, it is. It's going to be called Rove, and it's a dual album of ballads, self-accompanied, like you just heard, and duets on mandolin and guitar with my good friend Bethany Wakeman, who's an amazing guitar player. So she backed me on the mandolin tracks in order to have all the music be completely live. So it was a live capture, and this has sort of been a long time coming for me in some ways. It's the ballad singing is coming on strong in the last few years, and I haven't really had an outlet for mandolin playing as much. A lot of the projects I've been working on have been sort of guitar-focused. So I actually had had a friend who coerced me into doing this album, and he's helped me to put it together and put it out. So it's called Rove, and it's going to be out in January, and I'm really looking forward to it. It was really fun playing with Bethany and really fun sort of laying these songs down. It's sort of been stuff I've been working on for the last couple of years. So
you've been a busy man.
Pleasantly so, yes.
Working with Will Woodson, also with Cantrip a little bit here and there, right?
Yep.
And your other creative endeavors as well.
Yeah, I have a trio I've been working on with Ryan McCassin and Jeremiah McLean, which is really fun. And I've been doing some work with this band, The Outside Track.
Now, what's the trio called?
It's just our names.
It's just your names. Okay.
We joke about it a lot because it's McCassin, McDonald, and McLean. So we sometimes just call it Mick. But that's not actually.
And Jeremiah's been very busy as well, but he just recently had an injury, so it took him off the road for a little bit, didn't it?
It did, although he's back. I was with
him
this week,
so
he's back on the wagon.
Well, that's good news. That's good news.
Yes.
Jeremiah McLean is mended, no longer on the mend.
Indeed, yeah.
Now, a little bit about the agenda for the Upper Valley Music Center's extravaganza that's happening next weekend up in Lebanon. They're going to start out with the morning jam. That's at the Salt Hill Pub at 11:30. And who's going to be showing up? Is it going to be the three of you, or will there be some additional people playing for the jam?
Well, it's certainly an open jam, but the three of us will be there to lead it.
Okay.
So you're welcome to come and bring your instruments if you do. It is a jam. It's not a performance.
Okay.
But we will be there playing regardless.
Extremely interactive. Okay, so and then the afternoon workshops will begin at 2:30. That's Tunes and Techniques. And those workshops with mandolin, fiddle, and guitar. Now, will you three be doing them all in the same room, or will you be separating out to do each instrument specific?
We'll be doing individual workshops at 2:30, and then we'll converge for the second iteration of the workshop segment.
Okay.
So,
and then at 3:45, it's creating the band sound, which is really important, isn't it? You know, when you're a musician learning how to actually fit in, even in a jam, to be able to figure out how to get in and be part of the bigger whole. So you'll be teaching techniques for that. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. And that's 3:45 to 4:45, then the evening concert, 5 o'clock, and that's going to be at the Upper Valley Music Center. All these workshops are there. The big finale evening concert will be in the Bach Room of the Upper Valley Music Center. We haven't had a chance yet to talk to Dan Faella. Dan's here on the guitar. Dan, I know you're a student of music, and you get to take the role as teacher at the upcoming workshops.
Yes, I'm a music performance minor at UNH right now, and it's been a great opportunity to study a lot of classical music and some getting into some jazz in a way that I hadn't before, and you know, solidifying some knowledge of theory. And it's just a great kind of classical program there, classical and jazz program. David Newsom runs the guitar studio, and he's a wonderful teacher.
Dan, is there one thing that, you know, as a, somebody that's been around the scene for as long as you have, you started out really young performing, is there one thing about this whole arena that you're really excited to share about your experience with guitar?
Yeah, well, the folk community, I think, is a really exciting, just the community aspect of this music is really exciting for me. It's, you know, getting to know the folk community here in New England in general, in Portland and here in the Concord area. It's a very social kind of music. It's really based on social interactions and playing together, which is one of the reasons why I'm really excited that we're doing the jam session all together at Salt Hill next week. And yeah, like Eric said, bring your instruments. It's a social thing because that's a really exciting aspect of this music, and it's it leads to a lot of sharing of musical ideas, which is part of the vitality, I think, of this music.
I think it's a great idea that you're starting out with a jam because it's, you know, it's one way to get everybody warmed up and engaged and interested. So what a super way to actually begin the day. Jam, then workshops, and then the big finale concert. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll come back and hear another one from Dan and Liz Faella here on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
The legacy one leaves for a community can last for generations. I'm Loretta Allison, NHPR's Major Gifts Officer. You can make a lasting impact on New Hampshire's new service when you include NHPR in your estate plan. Help ensure that future generations of public radio listeners in New Hampshire can benefit from the news and programs that you've come to rely on. Learn more about investing in our legacy by visiting nhpr.org/plannedgiving.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and the Colonial Theater in Keene, presenting Bluegrass Legends Del and Dog, Del McCurry and David Grisman, Friday, November 18th. Tickets at thecolonial.org. This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. We have Dan Faella, as well as Liz Faella, and Eric McDonald in our studio. Let's hear another one from Dan and Liz as The Folk Show continues at NHPR.
This is a tune that is one of our favorite slip jigs, and Dan worked it up as a fingerstyle guitar piece, so he'll be sort of the front man on this one.
And he'll join me as well, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Finn and Liz Fiella here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Dan on the guitar and Liz on the fiddle. Now, I know your concerts generally include Celtic and New England music. What's the definition of New England music?
Ooh, that's a very tricky one. we define it rather broadly, I would have to say, because we play music that has been played in New England for, you know, some of these tunes for hundreds of years for contra dances, and they're considered to be sort of New England tunes, but often they have roots in, you know, Irish music, Scottish music. Sometimes things came, you know, there's French-Canadian mixed in there. If we were to pick a very classic New England contra dance tune, we might choose something like Money Musk or Chorus Jig, which are, you know, it's always hard to really trace these things back. But if you look at some of the earliest records of contra dance music in New Hampshire, those were some of the tunes that were being played. But there's so much exchanging of these styles, and you get this wonderful mix, and all these different, you know, tunes. There are arguments that have gone on probably for a couple hundred years about where they came from and who they belong to, what country they belong to. For us, I think a big definition of sort of New England music and what we associate with just classic New England music is what we grew up with and going to, you know, dances called by Dudley and Jackie Laufman, and sort of that really, you know, traditional sound that you'll hear at a contra dance, you know, maybe in Nelson, New Hampshire, where their dances have been going on for ages.
You might think the Canterbury Orchestra,
yes,
and their recordings,
yes, exactly,
may be a nice sample of what New England music is.
Right, yeah. Right.
Where could people find out more about what you guys are up to?
Yeah, so actually, if you Google Liz and Dan, we are currently the most famous Liz and Dan in the universe, apparently.
What?
So you'll find our website, which is lizanddanmusic.com. You can also go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/lizanddanmusic. But both of those will come up in the Google search. We were very excited to find. We've done this. We've tried it out on various computers. And we just tell our mom to keep searching us and clicking on our website, because that'll keep that as the top result. So you'll find our upcoming shows. We're actually really excited this year to be playing at the Boston Celtic Music Festival and the Ralph Page Dance Legacy Weekend. The Ralph Page Dance Legacy Weekend is this really fun contra dance weekend in Durham. And both of those are in January. And we're really looking forward to that. But in terms of sort of what's coming up, next week, we're really looking forward to our Upper Valley Music Center extravaganza on Sunday. But also the night before, we're playing for the Scottish Club of the Twin States annual Robert Burns dinner.
Oh, that'll be fun.
A lot of good stuff kind of in the offing at the moment.
Now, what about you, Eric? How can people find out more about what you're going to be doing?
You can go to my website at ericmcdonaldmusic.com. I'm an MC. I'm not an MAC, and that's ERIC. I'm not sure where I land if you Google my name, but I know that there are a lot of other Eric McDonalds,
Eric McDonalds,
so I might
there.
Not be the top choice. The top link.
You just have to get a friend to keep clicking to get
that's
you
right.
elevated.
We'll do that
yeah.
for you.
Okay, good to know. Yeah, I'll work my way up. That's where you can find out about me and also the upcoming record as well. And you can also find me on Facebook, which is sort of more of a regularly updated page.
Okay, so you're going to be doing this weekend, next weekend. What might you be doing within the month of November? Can you think off the top of your head
some other
things people should check out?
Sure, I have a few things going on. Actually, the day before our extravaganza next weekend, I'm playing in Boston with Will Woodson as part of an annual concert put on by the RSCDS, which is the Boston Scottish, I think it's the fiddle and dance group, Scottish group in Boston, and it's going to be at the Scottish Masonic Rite Museum in Lexington, and it's going to be a production that includes Will and I, as well as the Jeremy Kittle Trio, which will be really fun. Mm. And then later on this month, I have some gigs with Will in Quebec, so you can find out all about that at my website or at my website with Will, which is willandericmusic.com. So.
It's been a real treat to have Eric McDonald and Liz and Dan Fiella here in our studio. Thank you so much for stopping in, and I hope you have a great time next weekend at the Upper Valley Music Center's extravaganza. That's in Lebanon at 63 Hanover Street on November 13th. And you can visit their website to look at the schedule for the event. And that website is uvmusic.org. One last tune before you head out?
Sure.
Absolutely.
So what are you going to play?
We're going to play a set of tunes that we just worked up in the spirit of teaching a workshop about band arrangements. We did this this afternoon. And we're going to play a tune from Tony Cuff, who is one of my idols, a late, great Scottish guitarist and singer, and a tune he wrote called Wendell's Wedding. And we're going to go into a couple of our favorite reels, Christmas Eve and the Dairy Reel. Thank you.
just a sample of what you'll find next Sunday at the Upper Valley Music Center's Mandolin, Fiddle, and Guitar Extravaganza with Eric McDonald, Dan Faiella, and Liz Faiella. Thank you so much, Dan, Liz, and Eric, for stopping by the Folk Show.
Thanks so much for having us.
This is NHPR.